Blog Talk Radio.
How many know what funk is? Raise your hand. You ready for this world? Rock it real raw. Bust my style and hardcore. I'm Fresh Mac. Coming in natural back door. My rhymes hit hard. No games like ping pong. I'm strong.
Like who, Craig?
Kong. I'm flexing with flexing. My folks try correction. My licks get the kicks like the Chinese connection. Like Damien, the Omen's son. I won't run. I never ran. Brian MC's like the Sudan. Craig Mack is like a loaded 4-5. Mothers get welfare. Fathers won't survive. No, who can get fierce as fierce can get. Get set. I'm ready to eat MC's like spaghetti. The C-R-A-I-G. Mack is back. I've blown the wrong. Well known. The man's got his stone. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Zoom, za, zoom, za, zoom. 3 years of waiting. Now here comes kaboom. Back off the steel, kid. Let me get my dough. You're real slow. Get the dip like a homo. Got the name. No games are outlaw. I'm real raw. Fuck my style is hardcore.
Real raw. Fuck my style is hardcore.
Please pull my lever. Ooh, I can't wait. I'm paid. I see them. Brothers on my jock. A G4 per diem. MC's out of town. Please stay down. Fuck around. My nature's the hatcher. My style of MCing. The dust is crushed. I bust every human being. Dig it. I'm cool, but one rule. Don't act fool. My four-fifths a tool. I have aim. Hey, hush it down. Quiet. I'm speaking. Unique technique and style. Best I am. Speaking, speaking like a deacon or a pastor, the master, baby, death. Okay, G, let's get back to the issue with your tissue. Weeping till I grab a pillow before I have to dish you. I'm concrete, harder than streets, black pavement. Even heads bleeding, strictly in amazement. Surrender, with more ups than I'll send her. I'll bend ya, you're tender, next agenda.
Get real raw, fuck my style is hardcore. Get real raw, fuck my style is hardcore. Get
I belong in a hospital, insane. Like Fastlane on the brain, like Bruce Wayne. I tell tale, won't fail or get stale. Cause I'm stuck like Braille as I walk on a third rail. Manson's my grandson, not so handsome. I'm grotesque, fuck it. Girls still rub my chest. I'm D with James Brown, give it up for Jeremy Loose. I'm several on the red lines, cranked on a Zeus. Craig Max, the brother that attacks at random. MC's that slam them, cause I'm fat as Ralph Brandon. Ross, Boomer, Clyde, boy, I kill ya. MC's, I'm a thriller, from here to Manila. Lay down, nothing but facts. Jack, the blackjack ace to the beat down max. Relax, this is just wax on my single. More chips on my shoulder than the chips made by Pringle. So how do you figure? I'm stronger than your liquor. Five Irish rolls, huh, strike a pose. I'm deaf to an MC, below by Jack Dempsey. A shark feeding frenzy on those that sent me. One more score for the war. See ya, I'm real raw. Plus my style is hardcore.
Get raw. My style is hardcore.
Real raw. Fuck
my style is hardcore. I'm real raw. Fuck my style is hardcore. I'm real raw. Fuck my style is hardcore.
Going down. What's going down? What's going down? Back on the live waves, Montage Monday. We had a little problem not too long ago. This show was set for 15 minutes, and I had to reload the show. My fault with that. But the mistake was minimal. Addition to that, we are displaying this Montage Monday with our very special guest, Dr. Ben. Dr. Ben Yakina brought some serious information to the peoples, and he was in a different type of religions, but merged them under one culture that he found out basically was cloning information from the Nile Valley. So, you know, the brother brought location, all this and that. And see, when you get deep into religious works, you know, it just goes to show you that we, even though you may disagree with somebody with something or an opinion or things like that, that's not the case, because in your math classroom, there is no opinion in math. Either the shit has a measurement or it's a false measurement. So we have to understand that, you know, Dr. Ben was relaying information to the people in a very special way. I'm going to bring up some videos dealing with the king and his works after the commercial break. But we played some of the videos during the three-part series, Is the Bible African, Anti-African Tool? And we gave references, locations, things of that nature, plus played the played the Dr. Ben video where he even broke down locations as well. So we, bit by bit, are showing that somewhere along the line, our babies were kidnapped and was basically to come up against us. When the commercial break is over, I'm going to automatically kick into this video dealing with Dr. Ben, and we're just going to get right to it. You understand? Because you know me, I don't like to waste time. I just hop on it, and we're there. We're there. So here we go.
In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation. Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people.
Okay, we're finna load up the Dr. Ben montage. Finna kick it off with a bang, people. Going right in. This is the Black Man's Must Wake Up video, part one. Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan. And I hope they ain't playing no commercial ads. Okay, they're not.
Good evening. My name is Donna Pilot, and I am president of the Student Government Association. I'd like to welcome everyone for coming out tonight and in spending some time with Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan. I asked him this afternoon, well, what would you like me to say about you when I give my introduction? And he replied, Oh, you don't have to say anything. So I like to say, one thing I like to say is that this summer, a friend of mine had a tape of Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan, and he played it for me. And it literally brought tears to my eyes because so much truth was in that one tape. And at that point, I decided that the first lecturer this year would be him. I would also like to say that you're in store for a very uplifting lecture. We chose the title, Wake Up Black People, because that's what we need to do. We need to wake up. So I'd like everyone to come together with a round of applause for, and let's welcome Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan.
Appreciation for your invitation. It took me 50 years to get to Tuskegee. 50 years ago, at age 16, I applied for entrance to Tuskegee. My application was accepted. But the immigration laws of the United States of America were such, and I don't think they have changed much, that I couldn't get here. I remember that such had happened to a man before me by the name of Marcus Messiah Garvey. He was invited by Booker T. Washington. I don't know if you know about him. I heard you don't have a Booker T. Washington Day. Unusual. But anyhow, probably better thoughts may come about and there will be a Booker T. Washington Day at Tuskegee. But anyhow, Marcus Magathaya Garvey was invited by Booker T. Washington to come to the United States. The facts are that red tape in the Immigration Department, Garvey arrived 6 months subsequent to the death of the great Booker T. Washington. So, taking 50 years to get here, nevertheless, I got here. I do not know if I would have taken the course of action in my life that I have now taken. However, I was lucky enough to slip through an engineering course and graduate and a few more courses, and here I am. Within the context of my education, if you could call it that, I would prefer to call it the course of my indoctrination, my training, which started in Ethiopia, East Africa, and continued in Brazil, Cuba, Puerto Rico, the United States, Virgin Islands, England, and Spain. Been around a few places. And in all of these places that I've been, I never once received an education in the history of African people. Yet I thought that I've educated myself down through those period of time. And it is because of that self education in those things which meant most to me as an African person that I decided at no time would I stand still in these halls of indoctrination and not rebel with the necessary documentation of the lies that are being taught in these halls. And so I may be saying things that may hurt many of you, if not most of you, because some of the lies have become your dear frame of reference. We could start with the Greeks. I hope you of fraternities and sororities don't get too bothered about it, since the Greeks weren't too much anyhow. But we can start with that, because there is where our institutions of learning have decided to start civilization. Yet the Greeks are only here from at least 1,000 before the Common Era, or before the Christian Era, as you would prefer to say. Let us just, for example, cite one. And that particular person would be Hippocrates. And I'm sure that you heard of Hippocrates. And when you consider that Hippocrates wasn't born until 333 B.C., or before the Common Era, yet in your education you were told that Hippocrates is the father of medicine. That's a lie. There's no way that I can say about it other than it's a lie. A lie is a lie, whether it's in the university or in the church. How could Hippocrates be the father of medicine when the first time you see him, he is in Egypt learning medicine from Africans? There are numerous papyri, medical papyri, on medicine. The nearest to Hippocrates is at least 1,300 years before he was born. For example, we have what is known as the Hettus Papyrus, the Ebers Papyrus, and now the so-called Rockefeller Papyrus, the Edwin C. Smith Papyrus. All of these papyri go back to as early as 3100 B.C. The man who Hippocrates took an oath that he would practice according to this man, this African, whom the Greeks called Aesculapius, in the Hippocratic Oath, a man by the name of Imhotep, died. He practiced medicine and died 2,500 years before the birth of Hippocrates. And you are telling me that the medical school and the pre-medical historians don't know this? They don't know it because, unfortunately, Imhotep had a high visibility like myself, otherwise called black. They don't know that the Ebers Papyrus by Hatshepsut, dealing with Planned Parenthood, I said Planned Parenthood, 1,550 years before the birth of Jesus the Christ, is out there, when every medical journal in 1961 published copies of the Ebers Papyrus. And we could go on with the papyri with respect to all kinds of diseases that the Africans had produced, both in Egypt and Ethiopia and Sudan and a place then called Pointe, now called Somalia.
I'm going to play part two to this.
But that would be satisfactory. But let us take the kind of education that we do have. We are in a chapel. And we have been told about an immaculate conception and virgin birth. We have been told about the beginning of the world with Adam and Eve. We have been told about a man by the name of Cain who slew his brother
Abel. And we've been told that all of these things only happen once. And they go back to the Old Testament, or otherwise called the Torah, or the Pentateuch, or the Kumish. Those are names for what you call the Old Testament. But we have never been told that they are only copies of stories that predated them by thousands of years. Let's dust them one by one. I heard some hmms and everything already. Oh yes, you have been told a lot of lies. No other way to talk about it. And those who teach them, if in fact they did any research, must know they are lying. That is providing that they have never gone to Egypt or to Ethiopia or to Sudan to see the living proof. The writings on the tombs, the writings in the pyramids, what is called the pyramid text and the Khafre text. That is providing that they have not seen the holy scriptures of the Africans of the Nile Valley, otherwise called the Egyptian Book of the Dead, or as Budge called it in his translation of the Hieratic writing, or the Egyptian Book of the Coming Forth by Day and by Night. In the temple of Seti I, for example, at a place called Abydos, not only is there the writing of an immaculate conception 4,000 years before the story of Mary, but it is there in picture form. Are we to say that the theologians of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam have never once taken a trip to Egypt from whence these things were taken? In that same temple, you see a story of how Ctesiphon murdered his brother Osiris 2,000 years before the Jewish story of Cain and Abel. And we are told that an African from Egypt by the name of Moses, born in the city of Goshen. That's still Egypt. Egypt is in Africa, by the way, the last time I saw it in January. You heard of a place called Middle East? I don't know of any place called Middle East. That's political jingoism. But we can find that there was no Moses on Mount Horeb in the Sinai to receive any Ten Commandments that had not been given before or written before in Egypt, because you could go in the Book of the Coming Forth by Day and by Night, the Book of the Dead, and see in what is called the Osirian drama, not only those 10, but 32 more, a total of 42, which you can also go in the temple of Ramesses VI in the Valley of the Kings across what is today called Luxor. And in that tomb, you would see the 42 listed commandments, or otherwise negative confession, 2,000 years before the birth of Moses. But they told you that Moses was taught. He was an Egyptian, taught in school in Egypt, and became a priest in the system. Could you have been born in United States Constitution? It was equally impossible for Moses to have born in Egypt, go to school in Egypt, study in an Egyptian system, worship God Amun-Ra, and never once heard of the 42 negative confessions, which have in it, thou shalt not kill, I have not killed man nor woman, I have not made like thy bushel, I have not this. Moses himself is charged with murder. His brother Aaron is charged with theft. 40 years before they reached Mount Sinai, then somebody had a law against theft and against murder before he.
And the Council of Nicene in 325 A.D., when Constantine, the Roman Emperor, conquered North Africa, took over the role of the Christian Church, which started in Alexandria with Pantheus and Boethius, not in Rome. But this too you have not been taught. You have not been taught that the three people who died first in the name of Jesus the Christ were three African women. Felicita, Nymphano, and Perpetua. Yet you know everything, you're born again. You knew it all. You can't be blamed for it. Even your teachers may not be able to be blamed for this, because one can't teach what one doesn't know, or one has not learned, or one has not experienced, because there is no interest for people to go to Egypt to see anything but to go to the Holy Land. And that's why Jesse is tied and had to get on his knees and pray and beg forgiveness. He was scared he wouldn't be able to get back in the Holy Land for saying what was right. But there's more than that. Because you have been told that unless Europeans teach you, you haven't been taught. But who told you that the first university built in all of Europe was built by Africans called Moors? At the university, what is called the University of Salamanca in Spain. Check it out. Europe's first university. Not only the stones were put together like the stones in most of the building and the bricks in most of the building here. I'm not talking about that aspect of only the building. I'm talking about the educational system is nothing but a copy of the University of Gene, G-J-E-N-N-E, of ancient Ghana, which was burnt down and rebuilt at the University of Sankore in the city of Tombuctu, which the French later called Timbuktu. Then carried, as the Africans called Moors, conquered Iberia, now Spain and Portugal and southern France, and established in there the university system. And as I said before, it was not the first. The earliest of the Greeks were trained in a place called the subordinate lodge of Croton and Delphi. Subordinate lodges of the Grand Lodge in a place called Wafet, which the Greeks later changed to Thebes or Thebes. The current Arabs changed it to Luxor. But did you get that in Greek philosophy? Did you get it in Greek history or European history? None whatsoever. And how did you get Hannibal Barca and his father, Hasdrubal Barca, and his brother, and his father, rather, Hamilcar, his brother, Hasdrubal. How did you receive it in the educational system? How did the textbook show it? It showed it as they were not Africans. What they said is that Phoenicians came from Phoenicia, and Carthage, which they later called Carthage, was in fact a Phoenician country. 80 people came from Phoenicia with a woman named Elisa, which Virgil called Dido or Dido in his little play about it. And those 80 changed all the Africans into Phoenicians. And those 80 changed all the Africans into Phoenicians. That the Africans of Carthage were in fact Caucasians. It's all right, when they taught me in school in Puerto Rico, I didn't know any difference. I was born in Ethiopia, grew up in Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, Cuba, and Brazil. when they were teaching me that at the University of Puerto Rico, I knew no difference, and so it went down all right. But I accidentally went to Morocco. And find that what I have been taught in school was nothing but a pack of lies. Because I then went into the temple, I then went into the museum and found that it was totally different. But then I went on to Italy, in the Medici Museum, the museum of Alessandro de Medici, only to find that Alessandro was an African born in Italy. And no one had told me up to then that there were Roman emperors from Africa, such as Honorius and Septimus Severus and his son Caracalla. No one had taken time to explain to me anything about the Greeks coming to Egypt and to Nubia and to Ethiopia, depending on who they were, to receive their earliest education, those who had not gone to a little colony, a little enclave in what was then called Lebus, now called Libya, to receive their first glimpse into education taught by Africans. Well, having gone the route of civil engineering and with a bachelor's and then master's in architectural engineering, you would think that I should be satisfied at that point. But I couldn't be satisfied because the fire had burnt. You see, I was the admirer of two particular people at that time. One called Booker T. Washington, one called Marcus Garvey. In the reverse, Garvey first and then Washington. Garvey, because in my household, Garvey was the word next to the deity. The relationship between Garvey and Booker T had become so close that I too followed the teachings and philosophical concept of the late Honorable Booker T. Washington. But within that philosophy was something else both men always taught: the integrity of the individual. Such as Benny Goodman is the king of swing, and Duke Ellington must have been the emperor of swing. Chick Webb, having taught Gene Krupa, I was told that Gene Krupa is the best on his drum, but he went to Chick Webb to get to be the best on the drum. I don't know if you know Chick Webb, you know Ella Fitzgerald. Chick taught her. I just throw that in to show you that the lie doesn't stop in ancient time. It continues up to today as truth. So in my further examination, I was dealing with 3.14. All of you here in engineering knows what it's supposed to symbolize. They say it's five. And I was taught that it came from the Greeks. And you know, I believed it. What else could I do? The teacher told me. And then when I went to Ethiopia and to Egypt and to Nubia, in the ancient records of the ancient Africans of the Nile Valley Africans, there was pi being used 2,000 years before there was such a place as Greece. The first writer of Greece that brought Greece into civilization, because they said the demarcation between uncivilized and civilized has to do with the time when you start writing history, they call it, prehistoric and historic. And Homer is the Greek first writer. And Homer said that even the concept of God, Zeus and Apollo, came from Ethiopia. So when you get in the Greek fraternities and sororities, just remember what Homer said. You must have dealt with the Iliad and the Odyssey by now. But again, I understand. You see, you have been taught by Alex Haley and others that your history started in the slave trade. But they don't even tell you how the slave trade started. They blame you for enslaving yourself. They say your ancestors sold you up. Nice statement. So I asked the guy, what country, what was the name of the king? Oh, don't worry about that. They sold you out. As if I don't know that the slave trade started with the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church by the name of Martin the Fifth, and Reverend Bartholomew de las Casas on the island of Hispaniola, now called Haiti and Santo Domingo. You see, you weren't made, nobody told you it's time to get sorry, to feel bad, when some Haitians were being slaughtered on the coast of Florida. That's what it is. If you send a people back to sea on the condition where they were, that's genocide. But you see, you didn't feel anything because you weren't taught to realize that the Haitians are your brothers and sisters, because you don't know that the first Africans to be brought in slavery was not taken from Africa, but from Spain and carried to Haiti, then called Hispaniola, in 1506, under the aegis of the Pope of the Roman Church and Bartholomew de las Casas. But how did you get in Spain? That was 1506. But you went into Spain, which was then called Iberia, Spain and Portugal and southern France, as conquerors yourself in 711 under the leadership of Tariq, for whom the Rock of Gibraltar is now named Gibraltarik. Nothing in your education, because there's nothing in your textbook about any of this. So you have to go to Spain. Luckily, at the University of Barcelona, where I attended for 2 years, there are these documents, and I had never known anything about them. I hadn't known that the Africans called Moors had ruled Spain from 711 until 1485. The last of them losing power at a place called Granada. I was always wondering, why is it that 90% of all the songs coming out of Spain were singing to La Morena, the black woman? I said, how come in this country 90% of all the songs, the records, the tapes, everything is La Morena this and La Morena that? It is when I went there, I found out La Morena raised hell in Spain. She's still raising hell in Montgomery, Alabama, and in Tuskegee, Alabama, and in Tuskegee Institute. I could look around and see her. Of course, the first one of you threw a good baseball and a good basketball, forget that she could raise hell. You don't want her for a wife anymore. You hit the numbers, you don't want her for a wife. Some of you forget you look like your mama. Sorry, brothers. Try one and maybe good for your health. But we must go back and ask ourselves, why is this so? And I said to the students today at the high school, even the paper you write on, shows your heritage and your history. It was in Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan that the first papyrus paper was created, not rice paper in China. Just as it was in Egypt that engineering, Sesostris II, you are engineers, many of you, Sesostris II, change the flow of the Nile. That S-turn you see there was placed there by African engineers in 2250 BC. There was no Jesus yet, no Adam and Eve story yet, because that came out of the Sanhedrin in 700 BC, just yesterday. When the African engineers was changing the flow of the Nile, hydrographic engineering, there was no Adam, no Eve yet, no Jehovah, because Abraham, the first Jew that brought out the concept of a Jehovah, wasn't even born. The Africans had already worshipped Ptah, P-T-A-H. Amin-Ra, you still say Amin at the end of each prayer, and they told you it means so be it. That's a lie. Amin was the god of the north. When Scorpio, the pharaoh, headed the north, and Egypt was divided into two groups, it had gone into a civil war. And Ra, Mena, Onama, was the king of the south, and his god was Ra. The conquest of Mena over Scorpio allowed Mena to join god Amun with god Ra and call Amun-Ra. Thousands of years before there was a Jehovah, Jesus, or Allah. Muhammad ibn Abdullah wasn't born until 570 of the Christian era. Pantheus and Boethius that started Christianity wasn't born until 50 AD. According to the story. And Abraham, who started the concept of a God named Jehovah and Adam and Eve story, wasn't born until 1760 BC. The Africans of Egypt and Ethiopia and Nubia were already in their 13th dynastic period. No different than the lie they told us that the Jews built the pyramids. Which one? The little one in their bathtub? There are 72 pyramids throughout Egypt. The first one was designed, engineered, and built by the multi-genius, first one known in the world, Imhotep. That was the third dynasty. The last one was the sixth dynasty. And the first Jew wasn't born until the 13th dynasty. You can't build a pyramid before you're born. But the myth and the lies continue. Now they're even making people from outer space build the pyramids from the top down. Those of you here are engineering knows how to build it from the top down. They took the first stone with some sky hook and connected to the clouds passing by. I'm not supposed to speak about these things. Oh, I'm supposed to be glad somebody give me a piece of goat skin with a thing on it that said PhD twice. And I'm supposed to be so good. I got one of these goat skin, PhD, all in Latin. Feel good, ain't it? Different person. My mother isn't my mother anymore. My father isn't my father anymore. Black folks are not related to me anymore. I'm Greek, Dutch, Japanese, whatever else. Rainbow, I am Rainbow Coalition now. I don't talk to my cousin anymore. They can't sit at my table at the college no more because I'm Abba Dabba Labba Labba fraternity. Oh, the things we go through. All to keep up on the Pan-African concept. You know, when I heard that in, I think it was Selma, Alabama, or Montgomery, that six little black girls were blown up. I heard you vote for the guy the other day. Blown up in a little temple, a little Baptist temple. Tears ran down my eyes. Because my girls, I got nine, were blown up. when they were blown up. When they were blown up, when my children blew up, how could I sit in my living room in New York and felt comfortable knowing? You see, people don't want me to feel. If you kill one European Jew in Uskush, because he's Jewish, the whole white Jewish community get in arms. But if you kill umpteen black, I am not supposed to say anything, otherwise I'm being racist. You see, they didn't tell you that there are black people who are Jews. So you say blacks and Jews are going to have a conference. Couldn't be black Jews too? Oh, you never heard of the Falashas, the Ethiopian Jews? I'm one. I know that I don't look Jewish, but they don't look Jewish to me either. But this, you see, is rough stuff. Because I'm dealing with things that you are not supposed to hear or deal with. Tomorrow, there's going to be a question and answer period, and all who don't agree with it should ask their question and make their comment. They shouldn't wait till tomorrow when I'm gone and sneakily run and tell you, I knew better. They are called the Falashas, but you didn't hear anyone saying anything in America when the Italian fascists were exterminating the Falashas. Nobody said anything. And it was the forerunner to what Hitler was to come and do next. But there was no rallying cry about my people. We were 5 million when Hitler arrived, Mussolini arrived. With the help of the Pope, Pius XI, I think it was. When the Italians left, we were 50,000. But no cry. Isn't it strange that when you write and when you are taught, you hear only about a Holocaust? One. What happened to your Holocaust that's still going on? What happened to the 50 million Africans, your brothers and sisters, that were murdered in Munumatapa, now called South Africa, under Cecil John Rhodes? Do you know that black folks take scholarship in honor of John Rhodes, Cecil John Rhodes? Because you don't know. Nobody told you who Rhodes was. Rhodes made Hitler look like a playboy. You don't know about the Holocaust with Frederick Lugard and Dr. Jemison in what they call Nigeria, with Goldie and others when they took over the colony. You don't know about the Holocaust with Leopold II, the Vanderbilts and the Pews and the others, the Rockefellers and so forth, when they took over what was called Manicongo in those days and changed it to the Congo Free State. How many millions? 22 million? Were exterminated. African women pregnant were placed in the middle of roads. And three limbs put to both arms. Then cut the horses and split them open and the babies fell out as punishment that the men would see it. These are records. They themselves wrote, not realizing that Africans will come later to revenge these causes. But that isn't mentioned as Holocaust in any of your textbooks. Because it was only Africans being exterminated. I don't expect enemies to say this, but I do expect that when you write and when you do your research that you use the appropriate term, genocide, Holocaust, wherever it applies. In Tasmania, an island off Australia, every last African was murdered. There isn't one left. And you don't call it a Holocaust. You don't cry about it. You don't get up any day complaining. Nobody comes to you and asks you, but you cry for everybody else's Holocaust. Because you weren't taught that these people had anything at all to do with you. You forget that the slave boat did not come from Africa to America.
It came from Africa to the Caribbean, from the Caribbean to America. The first boat that brought Africans here were not from Africa, but from Barbados.
The first that came to Virginia in 1619 in Jamestown. You weren't told that there's any connection. As a matter of fact, the people from Alabama don't feel anything for the people of New Jersey, and the people of New Jersey don't feel anything for the people of Mississippi, etc., etc. We have not been taught that way. Thus, we couldn't even have with Jesse an African drive for an African people. In the midst of the drive, we had to change to rainbow. And you stood here and got on your knees and begged for a holiday for Dr. King. You disgraced Dr. King. The enemy never awards his foe with a holiday. The Italians got a day for a man that got lost, couldn't find his way. Columbus Day, they didn't go to anybody for the holiday. The Irish got a day for a man that killed snakes in Ireland. They didn't go to anybody for holiday. The Poles got a day for Polaski. They didn't go and beg a day. Why didn't you take a day? You had to go beg for even a day to worship a great man. But you failed to understand that King did not operate alone. There was a man at the same time named Malcolm X. By nonviolence? How you think you got lynched? And how you think King died? By a bullet like Malcolm X. Malcolm left a woman named Betty with six daughters, two in her stomach when he died. They've never seen their dad. King left a woman with three children, too. What is it about one struggling for you that isn't about the other struggling for you? You let people decide for you who fights for you. What makes Malcolm less a fighter for you than King? They both died fighting in the best way they knew for their people. None worse or none better than the other. But worst of all, you have not one day cried for Rosa Parks. That sister started all. Just give them black sisters a chance. They will show us brothers the way. Called the Stellar Calendar, and revised that in 4100 BC, the so-called pre-dynastic era. Where was Greece? Where was Etrusca that later became Rome? They don't tell you about this, do they? They don't tell you anything about this aspect of the African, because it's not slavery. It doesn't deal with Amos and Andy. It doesn't deal with Ruth and Nozzle, which they got you to believe had something to do with your history. They couldn't do this because they did not. Where were they when you were dealing with astronomy? That's the movement of the stars and the other planets related there too. And astrology, I'm not talking no nonsense about when your girlfriend planet is down in Pluto and something. That's ignorance. Downright premeditated ignorance. Even a jackass wouldn't follow that. And some of you wouldn't come out the house unless you read a horoscope. And you get courses in it in universities now.
Let us get it down. When Inhotep and others established the pyramid text and the Khafre text, when you go to a place called Aswan and you see how the Africans, your ancestors, dug those marble obelisks. And when you go, you hear others, they tell you in school, and they read the beautiful love story about the Majahara who built his palace for his most beloved Taj Mahal. They didn't stop to tell you that thousands of years before that, a pharaoh by the name of Ramesses II not only built a temple out of hewn rock bigger than this place, along with one for his most beautiful and most precious wife, Nefertara. Don't mix her up with Nefertiti. Nefertiti was the wife of Amenhotep IV, who changed his name to Akhenaten. That's the 18th dynasty. I am talking about Nefertara, the wife of Ramesses II. That is the 19th dynasty. No mention about that, because they can't tell you African men did anything good for African women, much less to mention pharaohs and queens. Yet the evidence is still there. You go to Ethiopia at a place called Lalibela, and you see the rock-hewn temples, the rock-hewn churches in the side of mountains, down in the ground, engineering thousands of years before any country existed in all of Europe. I'm not going to speak about it. All I say to you is check me out. Check these things out for yourself. Go and see them. Read about them. Research about them. So when Dr. Why? What happened? You say, why do I need to know it? If Dr. Martin Luther King knew what I'm talking about, he would not have gone to Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi to learn about nonviolence. He would have known that Gandhi read the works of Akhenaten to learn about nonviolence, and he would have gone home to his native Africa to get first-hand information. But they kept the teachings from in all the universities, even when he went to the University of Massachusetts, BU rather, with Dr. Harmon and others up there. They didn't tell him about Akhenaten, because, you see, they don't talk about Akhenaten because Akhenaten taught about monotheism. He died before Moses was born, preaching monotheism, the worship of the god Aten, A-T-E-N. He taught about the Trinity of God. And you could go at a temple called the Temple of Luxor and see on the wall the Trinitarian concept 3,000 years before Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. But they couldn't teach Akhenaten. They couldn't teach these things, because then you would question what is being taught to you now in theosophy, in theology, in philosophy. But the point is that I'm going to be the bad fellow when this is over. And you're going to be told that he is the Antichrist. But the funny thing is, I don't have three names with six letters each, so I can't qualify for the Antichrist. They already specified how the Antichrist would come.
I want to change the world.
These silly ass commercials again. Apologize for that, folks. Here we is. Actually, this is a long version. But long story short, Dr. Ben, he went in, man, and that's why, you know, I appreciate wisdom like that, because it leaves no room for the lie. Everything is a straight sentence. There's no comma.
It's semicolon with a period. God damn it. It's semicolon with a pyramid. Might as well say, but period. But long story short, we're going to bring it to the commercial break. After that, we're going into a power hour. Straight up.
In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation. Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people.
Southern Root Radio Power Hour is on. Dr. Ben went in very nicely with the teachings on the falsehood. I ain't going to say the falsehood. I'm going to just say it like this. You got your religion, stay in that shit fine and dandy. But when your information get limited, or when you just have a fragment of the goddamn puzzle, don't get pissed with somebody laying out the complete story. Don't get pissed with somebody sitting here and, you know, pull out the mathematics. Don't get pissed with it. You understand? Do not get pissed with it. But when somebody sit here and demonstrate what they demonstrate to you, it's a wrap. It's a complete 110% wrap. And the only thing y'all can sit here and say, oh, it's your opinion, or this or that. Man, ride the hell on out. If you can't see the fact that you're a POW, you know, prisoner of war, I mean, common sense will tell you to the game. Common sense will tell you to the game. That's why I say Dr. Ben, he unified the information. That's what he did. He went into every last one of these religious situations or circles, learned what he learned, and it is what it is. You heard him say black Jew. You know, you heard him say Ethiopian, which by law, if you're dealing with Ethiopia, you're going to be dealing with a whole lot of ancient stuff. Plus, addition to that, you know, you're going to also be dealing with a lot of stuff from the Middle East. Because Ethiopia did get hit up by Christianity, and they did get hit up by Islam. Somalia, too. So, I mean, we have to look at the game for what it's worth. Look at the game and see how the game is, you know, being played on you. Because now we see the war for what it is. We can sit here and counter the tactics. But this is the reason why Dr. Ben was out here spreading that information. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, with Dr. Ben bringing the information that he brought, man, you can't tell it to me. No one can't tell it to no one because, see, when you go and research this information for yourself, what can you say? What can you truly say? Be real. What can you truly say? to be honest. How can you sit here and make this enemy who's using this person to hide behind, that person to hide behind, so many shit they want to hide behind, and then we're trying to expose these people, you know, it is what it is. Pardon me for that noise. But, yeah, it is what it is, man. I mean, you know, this is where y'all females look at money the stupid way. I'm getting my money. I'm getting that money. Okay? But you don't honor the people who you honor died broke. Rosa Parks ain't bankrolling like Oprah. But when, you know, the time comes for to celebrate Black History Month, any of y'all slap on an Oprah t-shirt? No, you looking for the fallen heroes. Y'all not linking up how they wanted y'all to link up. And they was only telling y'all this because we're in the middle of some shit. Y'all not looking at it that way. We're in the middle of some shit. And if we don't see the real of the real by linking up, you know, you only going to have a few Nat Turners out there. And they'll get assassinated. A few Khalid Muhammad's out there. They'll get assassinated. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is with this shit, man. You know, we have to have our own self-establishment. Way better than what the fuck it is now. Way better than what the fuck it has ever been. The coin has already been tossed. And, you know, the hourglass is already going. And the only thing, you know, anybody can do is point fingers at each other. Well, I'm pointing a finger this way. And that's why I decided to sit here and, you know, come up with this kind of talk show. I want to go in every time. I want to relay information to people. I said, I'm not doing this for fame or for me. Because I know what's going on. My genes know what's going on. So, you know, ain't nothing to hide, man. It's slam dunk city on this shit. Ain't nothing to fucking hide. We done went through the headaches all throughout our life. All we do is sit here and attack each other over and over and over again. You know, trying to sit here and pimp each other and shit, or out-hustle each other and shit, and we at the bottom of the motherfucking sea. We at the bottom. We're not on top. We at the bottom. So you got to explain yourself. You know, you don't want to link up. I guarantee you, right now, I guarantee you, it's people watching the game. It's the NBA Finals. You got LeBron and shit, Cleveland Cavaliers. And addition to that, you got Golden State. Now, y'all out here talking about the problems that we go through and shit. But look what you're watching. Look what you're watching. That's why I say, you know, this show is abstract. Okay? This show is straight abstract. You don't know what you're going to get when you get it. But this show is straight abstract. I don't sit here and play Pinocchio games with y'all or try to screw y'all over with, you know, false information. It's guillotine time for anybody that do some shit like that. You know, you drop the axe on their ass. You drop the axe on them. And the only thing you can say to this situation is, enough said. Enough said. Enough goddamn said, because information, people go and probe, research and shit, while the rest of y'all lazy ass just, you know, don't do no research on this shit at all. Just want to go along with the goddamn program and let's go to church. All that dumb shit. You look at church as a goddamn dress code place because you ain't really fucking praising your damn Lord. if that was the case. I know plenty of times when I used to go to church, people be dressed up and shit. I got tired of motherfuckers around there, you know, dressing up and shit. Meanwhile, the hood fucked up. Well, gotta handle that. Bitch, you handle it. You handle it. The fuck you think, you know, did Malcolm X sit here and say, did God can handle it? Huh? Did Kathleen Cleaver say that shit? Harriet Tubman? Huh? Angela Davis? Shall I keep going? Okay. Ain't no fucking excuse, man. I'm afraid. I may get killed. I gotta check. You got some shit to hide behind. I understand. You got some shit you want to hide behind. So you don't make that motherfucking move. For real? Serious? Okay. Dr. Ben went in. But because y'all hearing this information coming from somebody who not, you know, in the damn throne room and shit, for you to ass kiss and be the one key adjective word, amazing, dumb shit like that, like that's the only fucking vocabulary somebody want to fucking know. Oh, amazing. Ain't shit fucking amazing about a motherfucker fucking you over and you just blind to the hell because of looks. Use your goddamn head, man. Use your goddamn head. Period. And that's all that I can tell you, you know what I'm saying? Use your damn head. You got game going on. You got jokes going on. You got all these headaches going on. So in the end, you know, why sit here and play the tomfoolery game? Like that man, you know, Dr. Ben like to say, quit jiving. Y'all playing games, man. Y'all just rolling with the damn punches. Getting your ass slapped. Hell nah. Better learn how to fight. Better learn how to fight. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. People want to play games. People want to act foolish, stupid, all this and that. No problem. No problem. Shit catches up with y'all ass. And y'all be the first motherfucker crying for help. Or looking at somebody because they ain't helping you. And all of a sudden, what, they the traitor. Bitch, you put yourself in that situation. Check it. Put yourself. That's the problem. Like I said before, everything that's fucked up has to be corrected. Correct that shit. You understand? Corrects it. Because if you don't correct it, shit is going to pile up on your ass. And we just going to watch a sad you. Some shit what not to be like. A sad you. So, I mean, you know, peep game behind the game. Peep game behind the game. Montage Monday. Southern Root Radio, this your big brother, your little brother. All day, every day. Cracker man, you ain't finna have me watch your goddamn motherfucking sport. And I'm talking about you goddamn white niggas. Goddamn it. Oh, he's racist. Bitch, shut up. Know what motherfucking position the cracker is on the chessboard, bitch. Quit generalizing. Bitch, specify what the fuck you talking about. See, nobody can't run it to you that way. Specify. When we do research, we specify, goddammit, references, location and shit, or where to find shit. We specify like a fucking book report. You understand? Y'all motherfuckers need to specify how you trying to call somebody fucking racist. Real talk. Real talk. You want to see some racist shit? God damn it. Put the goddamn polar bear in Africa. Watch how his ass fall out. That's some racism shit, because it don't belong, bitch. Thermo won't allow it. Thermo won't allow it. Racist that. Always looking for a fucking cop out. Racist that. God damn it. You know who KKK is? Viking Warriors? Or y'all can put the setting with that shit. But when it comes to the word cracker, generalize. Look at your ass. Look at your weak ass. Look at your weak ass. Because you don't want to probe information neither, motherfucker. Just want to hide behind shit. Just want to hide behind it. Hide behind it. Real? He racist. No, bitch, you dizzy. And you contaminating your damn body. Racist that shit, motherfucker. Racist that. You contaminating your body with some shit that you don't know how the fuck it got made. That's why they want your zombie ass catering to a motherfucking god in the sky. That you don't even know what the fuck it sound like or what the fuck it look like. You just want to put the imagination in your head. It's real. You believe what you believe, I believe what I believe. All that dumb shit. You don't believe in Jesus? You're racist. No, motherfucker. I do my homework. I don't fall for theatrical tricks. Theatrical tricks. Period, point blank. Theatrical tricks. So with that being said, it is what it is. Motherfucking tooth fairy, theatrical tricks. The witch on the goddamn broomstick flying in the air, theatrical tricks. The boogeyman underneath your fucking bed. How the fuck does it look like? I don't know. We just see a shadow. Theatrical tricks. Run game, man, on your own fucking fear and your feelings. Don't bring that shit over here. It will get embarrassed. The boogeyman can spook your ass. Let it spook your ass. You activating your feelings. That's the reason why it's spooking your ass. Spooker. Spook your ass on October 31st every fucking damn day for you. Spook it on. Spook it on. Spook it the hell on. They teach you that God is white. Why? So you don't never fight who? The albinoism. I'm just going to make it plain. The albinoism. Now, racist bitch, run that down your goddamn throat. Your non-fighting ass. Don't know shit about fucking genetic games and shit that these motherfuckers running. Goddamn it, if they got GMO food, what make you fucking think they don't got GMO niggas? Huh? What? Can't hear you. Yeah, look at your wheel spinning on that shit. Bitch, who taught man how to make GMO food? The devil? Man, kiss ass, bitch. Kiss ass. Kiss ass. With that being said, kiss the motherfucking ass. For real, for real. Kiss the ass. That's why I really deal with mathematics over literature, English, wordplay, lying shit. Root word of religion is lich. To tell a damn lie. It ain't true mathematics. That ain't nobody's fault. But the motherfucker who made it. Did you make it? No. Same thing with believe is belie to distort the truth. I didn't make these words up, but when I went and found the shit, as far as lidge, it's a fucking rap. How I learned about belie watching the Ashraf Crazy video. Shout goes out to Ashraf Crazy the King. Again, bring your A game on the motherfucking field, all right? Because a bitch will light your ass up. A bitch will light your ass up with some for real fucking shit. You understand? You gotta be a man about this shit or a motherfucking grown woman about this shit. Queen up or stay girl the fuck down. We're not holding no games with y'all. We're not holding hands and shit. Bitch, that's only for motherfucking strong people with strong heart to be the strong chain link. What the fuck are you? My grandma's white. Not one white person on this planet. Why is that shit on the applications? I love it. God damn it. Went from olive red to pink skin. Native Indian. Redneck. Huh? Look at it. Red is red. Red in Mongolia. Red in South Asia. Yeah, look at it. Look at the color red. Look at it hard. In your face. Look at it hard. But we all know red is an offspring of what? Brown. And we know brown is an offspring of what? Black. So with that being said, real talk, real talk. Here you have brown skin that got forcefully transitioned, and I'm saying it scientifically for you, so that way you can look at a true value statement. Some shit you had to, you know, circle which true value statement is true. Shit like that in school. Remember that? Okay, this is what this is. True value statement. All these damn red races. You got a red race right there in the hieroglyphics to show you, separate from black, to show you that there was two different cultures. Now, addition to that, with this brown skin, guess what else can come from brown skin? Tan, when the skin is alterized. Now, who has tan skin? Arabic. You see? Motherfuckers from India. You see? You want to call out Arawak Indians or Indians? Shit, same thing with them. Y'all going to quit ducking from this shit. Either your ass red olive or you're fucking brown. Quit playing games. Quit playing games. Somebody mutated some motherfucking nigga babies and hear this shit. Poof, the magic dragon. Run that shit to yourself. God damn it, how you get a fucking yellow apple, a green apple, and a fucking red apple? Did your God make the yellow apple? No, bitch. Wasn't invented yet. Game behind game, man. Those are hybrid vegetables. You got hybrid people. Mutated fucking babies. Forcefully being changed against their fucking will to sit here and do what? To make everybody look different. Game. And we all know the tan, when you sit here and brighten it up, the tan color, and you can go ahead and throw copper and gold in the mix of all that relation, it's going to bring you, if it's gold shit, or copper transition, it's most definitely going to bring you to what? Yellow, a.k.a. Asians, the yellow Asians. So that's why I sit here and give you a distinct colorization pattern, you racist, biased bitch. No motherfucking ammo in your brain. Give you a color pattern to show you what? To show you what?
We did not fucking mutate. Somebody forced that shit. Wake your dumb ass up. How you get fucking Mongolia red Asians, then you get yellow Asians, right back to fucking red in the south? Play yourself with that shit. Play yourself with that shit. You got brown skinned Asians. You see? You got brown skinned Hispanic people who are really what? Right back to the fucking Middle East. Tan. Tan. That's why your damn language can't escape their language. That's the problem. You can separate continents all the hell you want to, you weak bitches, but show the relation in the language. Show it. Y'all hate facts. You hate the fact that you've been wasting your time fucking with somebody or celebrating some shit or being around people or having a relationship. You know your ass waste your goddamn time.
I don't care.
Don't. 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 I'm not here for your I don't care. I'm not here for the I don't cares. God damn it, this culture, NBA, all that shit, you know, they ain't got shit to do with my life or freeing my people. A prophet. When the last time the NBA came to your motherfucking house and bought your ass some shit, even though your dumb ass going buy jerseys and shit and fitting in syndrome, causing regurgitation in either your pockets, your baby pockets, or your man pockets, or your ex-mate pockets. You're helping them, and you ain't giving a fuck. And a nigga got less than what the fuck the majority got. Because all the rich ever do is what? They don't spend their money. They spend y'all money. That's the object of being rich. They spend y'all money. So female, when you go and put the man on sex, on child support, you're spending his money. How you think that concept came about? Huh? How you think that concept came about? Explain that to your eardrums, please, by all means. How did the concept come out? See that? See that? That's why I sit back like, no more of this. No more of this. No more of this shit. No more, no more, no more. I'm gonna go ahead and handle what I gotta handle. Push comes to shove, knock some shit out, and you know what the rest is history. Enough about being a square about this shit. You see what I'm saying? Enough of that. You want to sit here and play false pretend and set people up and shit? When somebody busting facts, you know, why would you sit here and complain about this system but backstab a motherfucker so they stay in this shit and, you know, you putting your foot on their neck? Look, white man, look what you taught me to do. Whee! Queen, you're not white. It don't matter. I don't care. I don't care. Syndrome alert. The alert is out and active. Y'all do shit based on I don't care.